library lights were turned down, it meant that the building was empty and only security had access until it was opened again in the morning. I knew that there was only one security guard, and he took his lunch break right after closing the library, so we would have about an hour to ourselves. I made my way to the science section of the stacks on the fourth floor. The library was dark now except for the small blue LED security lamps near the doors. They cast a dim but adequate light through the library stacks. I walked through the stacks towards the end of the science section and stopped walking when I heard a noise coming from over my left shoulder. I turned around and saw Miss Crawford walking towards me. She was dressed in a long black skirt and a tight orange blouse. She exuded sex like some kind of super librarian MILF. She wore a pair of glasses and her hair was pulled back in a bun held together by a yellow pencil. She looked incredibly sexy and I was amazed at how she glowed with confidence as she approached me. Miss Crawford smiled and said, "I knew you would come." She took off her heels and walked over to me. "If you didn't come, neither of us would come tonight." I smiled back at her and replied, "You got that right." We were so close now that I could feel this incredible electricity between us. I took a step forward and she stepped toward me. She looked up at me and smiled that coy grin that I knew so well. "I've been teaching you all semester. I've been teaching you how to fuck me with those books I recommended. Now, I'm going to teach you to make me come," she said. That was all the convincing I needed. I grabbed her and kissed her. She was a great kisser. She knew how to use her tongue. I pushed my tongue into her mouth and she wrapped her arms around me and pulled me close to her. She tasted like strawberries. The heat between us was incredible. I was getting hard as a rock. I ground my cock into her leg and she pushed her leg up into my crotch, stroking me with her shin bone. I felt her hand slide up under my shirt and slide down my chest, caressing my abdomen. She slid her hand down my pants and stroked me underneath my jeans and kissed me again. I slid my fingers into her blouse and felt her soft, warm body. I felt her soft, fleshy breasts and poked my fingers into her bra. She pulled her hands out of my pants and smiled at me. I reached up and grabbed her tits and squeezed them through her top. She moaned and pressed them into my hand. I unbuttoned her blouse and pulled it off her shoulders. Her bra was black and it fell down her arms. I pulled it off and tossed it on the floor. I reached around and unzipped her skirt, pulled it down around her ankles. She stepped out of it and stood there in just lacy panties. "I've been thinking about your cock all day," she said. "Oh, Miss Crawford, take it out," I whispered. She unbuttoned my jeans and reached into my boxers and pulled out my cock. She wrapped her fingers around the shaft and stroked me up and down. She stared into my eyes and said, "I want you to choke me with your cock, and then I want you to fuck me with it." I nodded and said, "Yes, Mrs. Crawford." I pushed my jeans down to the floor and stroked my own cock as she stared at me on her knees. Although I didn't need to stroke myself to stay hard, the thought of fucking Miss Crawford was all the motivation I needed. I grabbed her librarian hair bun and pushed my cock all the way down her throat, making sure that her lips bottomed out at my balls. She moaned and grabbed her tits and squeezed them together. She sucked on my cock as if she was starving for it, like she needed it in her throat in order to survive. She bobbed up and down, wrapping her lips around me with intense suction. Amazingly, she was able to keep eye contact with me this entire time. She was sucking all my nervousness out of me, and I felt intense pleasure from her mouth and tongue. I began to hold her head down as she deep-throated me, keeping my cock as far down her throat as it would go.